Let's pick up with Al in Miami, and he's got a question about libido. Are you there, Al?
Yeah, how you doing,
Dr. Good, Marcus? Buddy. Thank you very much.
I've been listening to you for a long time, and I have definitely a problem, bad problem. I'm kind of embarrassed and ashamed, but I guess I shouldn't. I have a problem of keeping an erection.
Yeah, that's all right. Al, let me ask, how old are you, Al?
48.
Okay, and how long has this been a problem?
Maybe a few years ago.
So 2 or 3 years ago?
Yeah, but okay. They had me on Levita, yeah. And I don't want to try to use no pill.
I understand. Let me ask, how much do you weigh?
I weigh 242 now. I lost 45 pounds since November last year.
That's going to help you a lot, okay?
Now, I don't feel tired much.
That's good. Now, let's talk about how you sleep. Do you get 5 straight hours of sleep at night, Al, without waking up for any reason?
I'll go to bathroom that sick because I drink a lot of water and stuff.
Okay, well, I want that stopped because that's one of the reasons that you have the problem you've got. Okay?
Oh.
I need 5 straight hours of sleep, okay? I'm going to tell you the rules, and then you got to learn to live by them, okay? See, when you don't sleep 5 straight hours, you only make 10 to 30% of the normal adrenaline. And without that, you cannot sustain an erection, okay?
Uh-huh.
So I can help you make more adrenaline, but wouldn't it be smarter to just help the body do what it normally does, and that is go to bed and sleep straight through the night without getting up to urinate or any other reason?
Right.
So let's talk about your water. What I'd like is no food or fluid within 4 hours of bedtime. Can you do that? Do you have a job that you get home late, or is there a problem with that?
No, I get home early. I can do that.
Okay.
I don't eat after seven.
That's it. So I need no food or fluid within 4 hours of bedtime. Now, if within a day or two you no longer get up to urinate, there's no problem at all. If you're still getting up, okay, now we've got an issue with the urinary tract. And if that happens, you can call back customer service, tell them you got a problem, and they'll walk you through what to do about the urinary tract, okay? I'm thinking the main problem you got is for years, you're tired. You know, I don't care who it is. I can take a 16-year-old kid, and he's going to have difficulty with libido if I don't let him sleep 5 hours.
Yeah, okay. I'll be tired a lot when I get off of work.
See, that's not okay. So what I want you to do is get those 5 hours of sleep. The next thing I want to do is improve your own production of adrenaline. So you're going to go on something called Max Stress B. You're going to want 2 teaspoons. I'm making notes. So if you call the order line, say, Al Miami, from today's date, they can find the notes and walk you through it when you're home or whatever. But here's the deal. We want 2 teaspoons of this Max Stress B, and we're going to add to it a couple of teaspoons of DHLA, maybe 1 teaspoon DHLA. Now, these two guys will dramatically increase ATP, so you'll have more energy, more strength, and they'll also tend to improve circulation throughout the whole body.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, if you want, you can have an immediate superfix by adding to this what we call potency nanoplex. Now, this guy has 29 different super herbs that nourish and balance the body so that you have the best of libido. Okay? And this you only need, no matter how big you are, you only need 1 teaspoon per day. You could mix all 3 of these together, the Max Stress B, DHLA, and potency, and within a day, one day, most people see a huge change, okay? And the beauty of it is, as you go through the next 6-8 months, your whole body gets a power back like you had in your 20s. Okay?
Right. Can I ask you a question?
Yep.
Don't take that Levita. You know what Levita is, right?
I do, yes.
Like Viagra.
Yeah, it is. But see, here's the problem with those things. First of all,
too much chemicals.
They're not a food. And
right. They
put you at risk for many side effects.
Right.
That's the problem. And since it's not a food, it damages your cell's DNA. The things that I'm recommending are all from living sources, so they build and repair and support your natural DNA. Okay?
Okay.
All right, now there's one more thing you need to do because you're getting to 48. You're starting to get old, you know, Al, just so you know.
I know.
And this one should help you keep the weight off and even help you lose more weight at your stomach, and that is to be on digestants. And I'm going to ask you not to eat cooked food anymore unless you take digestive aids. So what does that mean?
I heard that on one of your programs.
That's right. So you want to take 2 Quantum Digest with the food, and if you can't remember, take it at the end of the meal. And then at your body size, you want to take about 6 HCL and 3 Activator, end of the meal. This will change your life. You will need less food. You will have more energy. You will lose weight at your gut. You will see an entire huge difference. That I'd like you to stay on forever. As far as these other guys go, Potency, DHLA, Max Stress B, of this crew, I would like you to use them for about 12 weeks. And the only survivor to keep your costs down would be DHLA. If you want, you could take them all for life, but if you continue with DHLA, it'll keep you younger, stronger, longer.
Okay.
Okay, and that's it, okay?
Okay.
Good luck, buddy, and give me a call after about a month. Let me know how you're doing.
Okay.
Okay, see you.